Read responsibly the seventh petition. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? You do not want east to meet west in the promise of Psalm 103 that the Lord has separated your sins from you as far as east is from the west. Yet, this is the very place we do it the most. In bringing the two together at the wrong time, we martyr this petition, which brings them together rightly. In the seventh petition, east does meet west. Deliver us from evil summarizes all the thy petitions and all the us and our petitions which go before it. But they tend to fade into the background by the time we pray, deliver us from evil. We forget all about those first petitions which stress God's honor, his name, and his will. Instead, we see our own will and we reverse the order of the prayer. We begin at the end and never get to the first three petitions. We are set on one thing only, getting rid of the evil. Whether this contributes to God's honor, kingdom, or will, or not. So evil, then, is not the real focus here. No, let your eyes pan out and see that deliverance from evil can only really happen if God's name is first hallowed, his kingdom comes, and his will be done, while he gives us our daily bread, forgives our sins, and leads us not into temptation. If you focus on evil, you'll be the paralyzed deer in the headlights, or you'll have the horror movie view of evil, that it's unstoppable, unbeatable, and unending. The summary of what we ask for in the Lord's Prayer is our Father rescuing us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, giving us a blessed death, and graciously taking us from this veil of tears to himself in heaven. In other words, the only way the Lord's Prayer is answered is if the opposite happens to us as happened to Jesus in tonight's reading. And get this, it would have been easy to rescue Jesus tonight. The guy in charge of the whole thing wanted to release Jesus and keep Barabbas. He wanted Barabbas to suffer evil of body, soul, possessions, and reputation. He wanted to give Jesus the chance to die peacefully in his sleep as an old man. That would have been fair. That would have been just. Barabbas was in prison for riot and murder. Jesus was innocent. Barabbas had made many people suffer. Jesus had made no one. But just so the Father could answer our prayer for rescue, for a blessed end, and to go to heaven, the Father gave up his Son to every evil of body and soul and stripped him not only of his possessions and reputation, but of his very clothes, and gave him a cursed, not a blessed end, and turned a deaf ear to his prayers. This petition is a summary that wraps up all our prayers and a request to be delivered from evil. This can be understood as evil in general. This is how the West views it. The Latin Church translates it as a neuter, not a masculine, as evil, not as evil one. This is how Luther views it in the Small Catechism. But based on the two preceding petitions, it is rather a remarkable prayer to ask to be delivered from evil in general. Follow me here. In the fifth petition, we pray for forgiveness, confessing in the explanation that we surely deserve nothing but punishment. And in the sixth petition, we pray to be led victoriously over temptation, saying we are attacked by the devil, the world, and our flesh. So, in the fifth petition, we say we deserve all manner of evil, and in the sixth, we say that we get it. Isn't that the truth? We are Barabbas. There are reasons we should be in God's prison, if not men's. We are dry, dry trees. The blessings of children, we turn into curses. The more God looks at us, the more our sins stick out like a pimple on prom night, and we really do wish the mountains would fall on us and the hills would cover us. Crucify, 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 our own consciences cry against us. Go back to the fifth and the sixth petition. Actually, go back to the fourth, where the us and the ours start. Give us our daily bread leads to and forgive us our trespasses, which leads to and lead us not into temptation. The first three things we pray for ourselves are linked together with and. Then comes the seventh petition and the but. But definitely links the seventh to the three before it, but it shows that the only way God can give us earthly and spiritual bread, the only way He can forgive us our sins and give us victory over temptation, is to deliver us from evil. It's not a simple matter of giving, forgiving, or leading us not. But evil, manifest, real, ubiquitous, has to be dealt with. And as the explanation shows, this can only be done in the way of gift and grace. Give us a blessed end, we pray. Graciously take us from this valley of sorrow, we pray. This petition is answered in the way of Barabbas, or it's not answered at all. We have no record that Barabbas ever expected or asked to be delivered from the evil that justly awaited him. He was as guilty as sin, as guilty as you are. He sat in that dark, dank cell with the only hope that he might die during the extreme whipping that preceded crucifixion rather than after being nailed to a cross for days. But he might not even have known the worst of it. You do. The minutes of flagging, the moments of nailing, the hours, even days, writhing on the cross were nothing compared to the eternal evil of hell, of burning alive and never burning to death, of suffering forever and ever, and then suffering some more. So hear the tromp of soldiers' feet. Hear the cell clank open. Here, you're free to go. How? How can this be? How can I be delivered from all the evil that I surely deserve? The crowd chose Jesus, not you. But you know, it's really the Father who chose His Son to be flogged, to be nailed, to be crucified, to be damned, and to die rather than you. He chose to deliver you from evil at the cost of His Son. If He should ever fail to deliver you from evil now, it would mean the wasting of His Son's holy blood, sweat, and tears. This petition summarizes all that we pray for, and it does it with the phrase, "But deliver us from evil." The Western, that is the Latin Church, translates it as a neuter, but the Eastern Church translates it, that's the Greek Church, translates it as a masculine noun. Deliver us from the evil one. Our small catechism takes it as the West does, but our large catechism takes it as the East. I'm quoting. In the Greek text, this petition reads, "Deliver us or preserve us from the evil one," or the malicious one. And it looks as if Jesus were speaking of the devil. So that the entire substance of all our prayer is directed against our chief enemy. For it is he who hinders among us everything that we pray for. The name or honor of God, God's kingdom and will, our daily bread, a cheerful good conscience, etc. This view right here lifts the wickedness that we see all around us out of the realm of the accidental. And lets us know we're dealing with a hostile entity. We're not dealing with a mindless, random force. By teaching us to pray against the evil one, Jesus snaps us awake to what's really going on here. Even by Jesus' time, the names Satan and devil had become personal names rather than descriptions of what they did. The names were so well worn that it was forgotten that Satan meant tempter and devil meant accuser. Pray to be delivered from the evil one, and you cannot forget who you're really up against. Our world does not want a personal evil entity. In 1988, 94% of Americans said they believed in a personal God, but only 34% said they believed in a personal devil. The world does not mind a black force, a dark side, a spiritual malevolence. Why? Because you can deal with that. You can ignore that. But even the Rolling Stones know better. They knew the evil one was there in our reading, making sure Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. John 13 tells us, as soon as Judas took the sop from Jesus' hand, quote, Satan entered into him. Listen to next week's Passion reading, and you will hear Satan's temptations, which began Jesus' ministry, echoing in the jeering of his enemies. Yes, there is an evil one, and he's been around a long, long time. And you think the way he seeks for you to seal your fate is to indulge some sin, to give in to some temptation? No, it's the way of Pilate. It's the way of self-absolution. It's thinking you can do something, you can give something, you can suffer something, you can say something that enables you to declare yourself innocent. I've said before that people will do anything rather than grieve. They'd rather fight with the living than grieve for the dead. It's also true that people will do virtually anything not to be crushed by guilt. They will excuse it. They will ignore it. They will atone for it. They will make up for it. One cure for the evil one's ploy to get us to deal with our guilt is evil in general. This brings it to Simon of Cyrene. It was evil to Simon to be made to carry Jesus' cross. Surely he protested this evil as I do, the evil of sickness, of sadness, of afflictions, of problems when they're put on my shoulders. This evil was messing with Simon's plan for a holiday, even as evil in general messes with what I am looking forward to. And though in hindsight you can usually see it really was minor, at the time it feels so evil. Both are true. At the time, the evil one wants you to think that that dead battery, that broken tooth, that extra shift is the biggest evil in the world. So you strain, you fight, and you rebel against it. But when you look back, it really was nothing. However, God used that minor evil for a major good. Look at Simon, seized by rough Roman hands, the evil cross forcefully put on him. And he was made to carry it, the text says, behind Jesus. This evil made it so the only thing that Simon could see was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm not stretching that point. Mark 15 tells us Simon was the father of Rufus and Alexander. Mark would only be telling his readers that if they, being in the church, knew these two men who were also in the church. What I'm telling you is that the general evil that befell Simon in this life led to him being delivered from the evil one. Simon saw the crucifixion. Simon heard how guilty Barabbas was set free. Simon heard Jesus pronounce forgiveness and promise the penitent thief paradise. God used the general evil in Simon's life to lead him to victory over the evil one to himself in heaven. So when you pray, but deliver us from evil, do so with the confidence that East is meeting West. The Father is going to use the general evil in your life to deliver you ultimately from the evil one. Amen.